Welcome back to AI Daily. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alex. And wow, what an incredible week it's been in the AI world. We've got some major developments happening literally this week that I'm excited to talk about.
Right. I saw something about Microsoft launching their own AI models and then Switzerland releasing some kind of open source AI. It feels like every few days there's something new.
Exactly. And that's actually perfect timing for today's episode. Remember back in episode 9 when we talked about different types of AI? Well, today we're going to dig into the engine that actually makes all of this possible, neural networks.
Okay. So these new developments, like Microsoft's MAI models and Switzerland's, what was it called?
Apertus. Switzerland's Apertus model. And yes, both of these are built on neural networks. Think of neural networks as the foundation that everything else is built on.
But I have to be honest, when I hear neural networks, I still think of something really complicated and sciencey. Can you break that down for someone like me?
Of course. Let's start with why they're called neural networks. You know how your brain has billions of neurons that connect to each other and pass information around?
Yeah, like in biology class, neurons send signals to other neurons, right?
Exactly. Well, artificial neural networks are inspired by that same idea. Instead of biological neurons, we have mathematical nodes that receive information, process it a bit, and then pass it along to other nodes.
Wait, so it's like a digital version of brain cells talking to each other?
That's a great way to think about it. Though I should mention they're much simpler than actual brain neurons. Think of each artificial neuron as a really basic calculator that takes some numbers, does some math, and spits out a result.
Okay, so if I'm understanding this right, when I ask ChatGPT a question, it's going through these digital neurons.
Exactly. When you type, "What's the capital of France?" millions of these artificial neurons activate. Some recognize the words, others understand the pattern of the question, and others know facts about geography. They all work together to produce Paris.
That's actually really cool. But how does this connect to what happened this week? What makes Microsoft's MAI models different?
Great question. So Microsoft just announced two new models, MAI Voice 1 and MAI 1 Preview. What's interesting is that Microsoft is building their own neural network architectures instead of relying completely on OpenAI's models.
Oh, so they're like building their own digital brain instead of borrowing someone else's?
Perfect analogy. For years, Microsoft has been using OpenAI's neural networks to power things like Copilot, but now they're saying, hey, we can build our own neural networks that might work better for specific tasks.
That makes sense. But I'm curious, how is this different from what Switzerland did with their Apertus model?
That's where it gets really interesting. Switzerland took a completely different approach. They built Apertus as a fully open source neural network, meaning anyone can look at the code, see how it works, and even use it for free.
So it's like Microsoft built a private digital brain for their own use, but Switzerland built one that everyone can study and use?
Exactly. And Switzerland trained their neural network only on public data, no copyrighted books or private information. They wanted to create an ethical alternative to the big tech companies.
That's fascinating. But wait, how do these neural networks actually learn? Like, how did Switzerland teach Apertus to understand multiple languages?
Great question. This is what we call training. Remember how we talked about machine learning in our earlier episodes? Neural networking, their connections.
So, like, if I wanted to teach a neural network to recognize cats, I'd show it a million cat pictures?
Exactly. You'd show it pictures labeled cat and pictures labeled not cat, and slowly the network would learn the patterns that make something a cat. Pointy ears, whiskers, that attitude.
The attitude is definitely important. But these new models can do so much more than just recognize cats. How does that work?
That's the beautiful thing about modern neural networks. They're trained on incredibly diverse data: text, images, conversations, books, websites. The same network that learned to recognize cats also learned to write poetry and solve math problems.
That's kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. So when Microsoft says their MAI models can generate natural speech, they mean the neural network learned speech patterns?
Exactly. Microsoft's MAI Voice One learned from thousands of hours of human speech to understand rhythm, tone, emotion, and natural flow. It's like having millions of tiny calculators that each learned one small piece of what makes speech sound human.
And Switzerland's Apertis learned multiple languages the same way.
Right. By training on text in German, French, Italian, English, and other languages, the neural network learned the patterns that make each language unique, while also finding similarities between them.
This is making so much more sense now. But I have to ask, should I be worried about all these new AI developments? Like, are we getting to that scary AI territory?
That's such an important question, and I'm glad you asked. These are definitely powerful systems, but remember, they're still just very sophisticated pattern matching. They don't understand the world the way humans do.
So even though Microsoft's models can generate natural speech and Switzerland's can speak multiple languages, they're not actually thinking like we think.
Right. They're incredibly good at recognizing patterns in speech and language, but they don't have consciousness or true understanding. It's more like a very advanced autocomplete system that got really, really good at predicting what comes next.
That actually makes me feel better about it. So when I use these tools, I'm basically using a really sophisticated pattern matching system that learned from tons of examples?
Perfect way to think about it. And that's why it's so important to understand these fundamentals. When you hear about new AI announcements, you can think, okay, they've improved their neural network architecture instead of mysterious AI magic.
I love that. No more mysterious AI magic, just really advanced pattern matching with artificial neurons. Speaking of which, what should we expect to see next in this space?
Well, based on the trends we're seeing this week, I think we'll see more companies building their own neural networks like Microsoft and more governments like Switzerland creating open alternatives. We're probably moving toward a world with many different neural network architectures instead of just a few big ones.
So instead of everyone using the same AI, we'll have different AIs that are good at different things?
Exactly. Microsoft's MAI models are optimized for speech and voice. Switzerland's Apertis focuses on transparency and ethics, and other companies will build neural networks for their specific needs.
This is so fascinating. I feel like every episode we do, I understand a little bit more about what's actually happening under the hood.
And that's exactly the goal. Tomorrow, we're going to dive deeper into how these neural networks actually get trained, the process of teaching them all those patterns.
Ooh, that sounds really interesting. I want to understand how you actually teach millions of artificial neurons to recognize patterns, especially with all the data privacy concerns we're hearing about.
It's going to be a fun one. We'll talk about training data, algorithms, why companies like Switzerland are being so careful about what data they use, and why AI companies need so much computing power.
Perfect. Thanks for joining us on AI Daily, everyone. Tomorrow, we'll explore the training process that makes all this neural network magic possible.
See you tomorrow for another dive into the world of AI.